Hello, my name is Hannah speaking on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
My name is Gilbert Espinosa.
I'm sorry, what was the first name?
Gilbert.
Gilbert, okay. Okay, well, hi, Gilbert. Again, my name is Hannah. We are speaking on a recorded line here. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Roundup lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, and have you already found an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, or would this be the first time?
First time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or sought any other legal representation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and was it you or a loved one of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup?
It was me.
I'm so sorry to hear that. By chance, would you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you were diagnosed with, or you're not sure?
Like, it's large B cell.
Large B cell. I'm very sorry to hear that. Okay, so what I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and grab some information here just so that we can, you know, provide all and any necessary information to the law firms, okay? When were you originally diagnosed with your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
May of 2014.
May of 2015. Okay, I see.
14.
13? My apologies.
No, 14. I'm sorry, 14.
That's okay. So would that be May of 2014?
Yes.
Okay, and were you ever diagnosed any secondary or third times for non-Hodgkin's, or would that be the only time that you were diagnosed? For example, if you
that
had...
That was the only time.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay. And in terms of May, would you say it was like the beginning of May that you were diagnosed in 2014? Like May 1st? Does that sound about right?
It was the middle of the month.
Okay. Then I'll go ahead and put May 15th of 2014, okay?
Okay.
For the main use in which you had used Roundup, was that at home, at work?
It was at home.
Okay. And the home that you had sprayed it in, do you recall what state that was in?
California.
Got it. Okay. Okay. And besides yourself, were there any other family members, any loved ones that also used Roundup, or was it mostly just you were the main person that used it?
It was just me.
Okay. Got it. And how old were you when you were diagnosed? Or let me ask you this. How old are you today?
I'm 48.
48. Okay. So you were 38 when you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yeah, 38, 39, something like that, yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, and if you were to estimate the usage of Roundup, would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, twice a week for 12 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, twice a week for 12 years. Let me go ahead and put that in. Okay, and are you a citizen of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, got it. I'm going to read through a bunch of these different type of ailments. You let me know if any of these are applicable, or at the end, you can just go ahead and say none of the above, okay? It's going to be HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, chemotherapy, organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus.
None of the above.
None of the above. Okay. And is there any family history of cancer that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that information. All right. Let me go ahead and get this here. I'm going to go ahead and collect some basic information for yourself here. So I have your first name as Gilbert. Is that G-I-L-B-E-R-T?
Yes.
Do you go by a middle name or a middle initial?
No.
Okay, and your last name, if you can please spell it out for me.
Espinosa.
Okay, I have Espinosa, is that right?
Espinosa? Yes.
And is that followed by a junior or a senior?
No.
Can you please confirm your gender for me?
My what?
Your gender?
Oh, male.
Thank you. And are you married?
No.
Okay. And may I please have your full date of birth?
March 21st, 1976.
And social.
565-710-228.
Thank you. I'm going to read that back to you. I have your date of birth here as March 21st of 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And the social is 565-710-228. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was it perhaps like a TV commercial, online? When did you, I guess,
start to come about?
Ad online. Okay. Got it. And when did you, I guess, kind of put the pieces together that your injuries, you know, your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was related to the Roundup? What year do you think that would have been? Was that around the time you were diagnosed?
Yes, it was in 2014.
2014. Okay, so how about we go ahead and put perhaps right after you were diagnosed, May 15th of 2014. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, and for our HIPAA form, in order for us to, of course, confirm your identity, go ahead with your height and height in feet and inches.
I'm 5'9".
Okay. And approximate weight?
190 pounds.
Thank you. And what's the best email address for you, Gilbert?
It's espinozagilbert41@gmail.com.
And did you say, I'm sorry, was that espinozagilbert41@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, and I know that you had said that you had used it twice a week for about 12 months, right?
For 12 years.
For 12, my apologies, yes, 12 years. Okay. Okay, so twice a week for 12 years, that would be times 52, okay. 624. Okay. Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And for that 12-year time frame, what years would you say from start to finish that you were using the Roundup?
April 2006 to May of 2014.
Okay. Okay. So I have April. Okay, so I have April 2006 to May 2014. Is that right?
Yes.
And did you use any protective gear while you were using Roundup?
No.
Okay, and where did you apply it? I know you said your home address, so was it like a yard, front yard, backyard?
Yeah, the backyard, front yard.
Backyard and front yard. Okay, got it. And in terms of the usage for Roundup, was this all in the state of California?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And how would you say that you were first exposed to Roundup? Just by using it in your yard, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you were spraying it yourself, correct? You were using it directly?
Yes.
Okay. So approximately, if I do the math, twice a week for the course of 12 years puts the exposures of Roundup that you've had about 624 times in your entire lifetime. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay, got it. And do you recall what type of Roundup you had used? Was it the concentrate or the premix?
The concentrate.
Okay, got it. And do you remember where you had bought your Roundup? Like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart?
Yeah, Home Depot, yeah.
Home Depot, okay, got it. Okay, and by chance, it is okay if you don't, but do you happen to have any receipts of your Roundup purchases or Roundup itself in your possession?
I'm not sure. I would have to look. I don't think so.
Okay, that's okay. Again, okay, this is just in case we have it. Okay, and have you ever been a smoker?
I'm never gonna what?
Have you ever been a smoker?
Oh, no.
No, okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And may I have the name of your current employer?
Uber.
Okay, got it. And would that be the headquarters? Do you have a specific address I can look up?
Los Angeles.
Okay, got it. Okay, let me look it up. And you said that was Beverly? Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Okay.
Beverly Boulevard.
Boulevard, okay. Okay. Okay, and you said that was Google, is that right?
Uber.
Uber. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Got it. So you're self-employed, essentially.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, but let me go ahead and put this here. Okay. Oh, okay. But I did see this one. The one on 2417 Beverly Boulevard. So I'll go ahead and put that one in as well. Okay. Okay, and you're a driver at Uber, is that correct?
Yes.
Have you lost any time from work because of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you remember how long you had to take time off of work due to your diagnosis? Like, was it like months, weeks?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years, oh my goodness. I'm very sorry to hear that. Okay, and have you ever been in the military before?
No.
Okay, and have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay, and have you ever filed for disability, workers' compensation, or bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, and have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, and let's go ahead and get some information about the doctor that had diagnosed you. If you don't recall the name of the doctor, we can start with the name of the hospital.
Dr. Stephen Lee.
Okay, Stephen Lee. Okay, and where did you see him?
Huntington Hospital.
Huntington Hospital. Okay. Thank you. Okay. It looks like he's now in Pasadena, and I have his phone number here, 877-996. Okay. And in just a few words, how would you say that the diagnosis of your non-Hodgkin's has impacted your life?
It really messed me up, like really bad. I lost my job and I lost my home. I became homeless.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm still picking up the pieces.
Mm-hmm. I'm very sorry to hear that. And again, all this information is going to be necessary so that when we do present this to the law firm, they're going to be able to use this in benefit for your case, okay? Now, at the hospital, Dr. Steven, would he be able to have the record that show your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? They would have at the hospital, is that right? Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and put in the information for the hospital here. Dayton. And in terms of when you were treated at the hospital, would that be roughly around the time that you were diagnosed, May of 2014?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and in terms of treatments that you had received for your non-Hodgkin's, please let me know if any of these are applicable to you. Stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery?
Chemotherapy.
or no treatment?
Chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy, thank you. Okay, and what's the best home address for you?
5639 Huntington Drive North. Armington.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you. I have...
Go on.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read that back to you. I have 5639 Huntington Drive North, apartment 10, Los Angeles, 90032. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and who should we put as your emergency contact?
Monique Martinez.
Okay. Okay, and may I please have her phone number?
760-417-3377.
Thank you. Okay, and do we have your permission to contact them just in case we're not able to reach you for an extended amount of time?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And who is Monique to you?
That's the mother of my kids.
Okay, thank you. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and generate this contract so that we're able to send this over to you. Once we do get this signed, at that point, the law firm has your permission so they can get started on your case, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just bear with me one moment while I go ahead and get that drafted. It just takes me about a minute here. Okay, and if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speaker phone. Okay. Okay, perfect. So I just went ahead and sent that over to you now. You should receive either a text message or an email.
I got the text message.
Perfect. So go ahead and on that text message, towards the bottom, there should be like a link that you're able to click on to the DocuSign. Go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then once you click on that, it'll take you through, you know, a couple prompts. Just go ahead and click continue or accept or I agree so that you can go ahead and view the retainer.
Okay. Okay, so I agree.
Yep.
Okay, so start.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and click start. Once you go ahead and click start, you should then see like a yellow box with a downward facing black arrow. Go ahead and click on that. Once you click on that, you can either draw your signature or click where it says select style. Either way works, whichever you're more comfortable with. And once you're happy with that, go ahead for at the bottom where it says adopt and sign.
Okay.
And then from there, you're going to see another one of those yellow boxes with the arrows. Now all you have to do is just click on each one of those arrows pointing down, and it'll take you through the document.
Okay.
And then at the bottom, there should be a yellow button that says finish. So you can go ahead and click on that. And then once you do that, I should actually get it on my side. So let me just double check to make sure that I got it once you do click on finish. Is there a button for you where it says finish or not yet?
Not yet. I'm still trying to...
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
Finish now.
Continue? That continue button is actually just for you to create an account, which you don't actually need. In your email, you will always have this copy to reference back to. So just know that you'll always have that in your email. Okay, so I got it over. Let me just make sure everything looks good. Perfect. Okay. So yes, everything is good here. So like I said, from now until maybe within the next week or so, someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you. But again, don't be worried if they haven't contacted you at that point either. Typically, they really only contact you if they do need anything in addition. But in the meantime, if you are having any questions or want any clarification on anything or, you know, about the contract that you did sign, in a moment here, I am going to text you with my direct number. It is a 949 area code number, so just know that it's me. And feel free to ask me any questions and anything that needs to be escalated. I can go ahead and make sure to take care of that for you, okay?
Okay.
But I appreciate your time today, Gilbert. Again, I'm very sorry to hear about your diagnosis. But if there is anything that we can do to assist you with what you have gone through, that's going to be our intention, okay?
Okay.
I appreciate your time, and I do hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.